Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
We got an enemy in the house. It says, Dear Freak Show, I have a blended family with my husband. We got 5 kids. We got 2 dogs. We got a parrot. We got a hamster.
Oh, that's wild.
And now we have a snake. The latter came to us when my husband's oldest, who's 16, came to live with us also. So our blended family is full of love, but I am deathly afraid of snakes. I'm afraid of snakes more than anything else in my life, and the damn thing keeps getting out of its caged enclosure. There have been some scream fest inside our house where I've walked into a room and seen the snake unattended in the middle of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we can have all of our kids under the same roof. They're my kids just like they're his kids, so there's no problem there. But I cannot have this snake in my house. I keep telling my husband it has to go, and he doesn't want to ruffle feathers. His 16-year-old just came to him, so he can't take away the fact that his son has had this thing for about 6 years. We have a toddler crawling around in the house, plus animals who I assume can be eaten by this 6-foot monster. I'm not comfortable in my own house, and that makes me feel terrible because I don't want to make them feel unwelcome, but this snake is unwelcome. He walks around with it draped around his neck, and then when he starts to eat or pay attention to anything, the snake is sat down, and it freaks me out. I can't unlove any of these children, but I hate this kid, and if it's a package deal, I'm going to have to go on the side of the snake has to go, and whoever is attached to it has to go too. I just don't know what I'm supposed to do here. Signed, Jackie from Winter Haven.
Does the house have to be a zoo? Do we need to have so many stinky animals around? I mean, that's a lot. We got a bird. We have a hamster, you said?
There's
and then we got a snake?
There's a bird. There's 2 dogs, a hamster.
I mean, come on.
The animals are the animals. If you let the kids have their stuff, I mean, but what happens when you have a kid that has a pet that you are scared of? That's the problem. Like, that, like, in essence, if your kid grabs something like a tarantula or I mean, I'm just saying, any of those things that are, I don't know what else is poisonous, but like, or whatever, but something that's scary in your house that keeps getting out.
That's the problem right there, is that he's being irresponsible with it. He's not being a good pet owner, because like, having a snake is one thing, however you feel about that. But the fact that the snake is getting out, that means you're not taking care of it properly. You're being irresponsible. And now it's a different conversation, because you're putting everybody else in the house, including those pets. You're putting them all in danger.
All the pets are in danger, but they have a kid. They said they have a toddler that's crawling around too.
All the chits are
so now you got like her walking into a room and the snake is on the floor.
Yeah, it's all coiled
and
up.
They're unattended.
And now we can't find the hamster.
And now you can't find the baby.
Right. Or the hamster. We don't know, because the snake ate the hamster. Yeah, there's a lot of issues here, and it could bite people.
So okay.
You can get rid of the snake. It could get gone.
You can
we can get rid of it.
I was gonna say donate.
No, but that's it. No, she's saying that's a package deal
it's
where
not.
The kid the boy
it's
got,
too much.
He'd have had this snake since he was 10.
You gonna go live in the woods with your snake? Like I think it comes down to like a her house, her rules type thing. And every animal doesn't have a green light. Like, you can't just bring everything in the crib.
All right, wait, so 888-429-0941 if you're a parent and you have been in a situation where you're afraid of your kids. Thing.
Ugh.
Whatever that thing is. I mean, your kid got a vicious dog. Your kid got a big old snake.
Mm-hmm.
Like something that you can't handle.
Lizard.
What do you do in that situation? It's your kid, it's your house, but, you know, it never really is that clean. 888-429-0941. A house full of animals and kids. Up next. Question is, what do you do when you have a kid that has a pet you're afraid of? 888-429-0941. Jackie in Winter Haven has 5 kids, 2 dogs, a parrot, a hamster, and apparently a 6-foot snake that her 16-year-old just brought in the house, and she wants it to go. Daddy doesn't want to ruffle feathers because the kid just came home. So, what do you do? All right, we got Kayla on the line. Kayla, you said you're doing through this right now. What happened?
So I'm going through this right now. We have 4 daughters, 2 dogs, and my husband has 3 bearded dragons.
Oh.
Bearded dragons.
Those are big.
I mean, he got his own enclosure for each of them. He done made a spa out back for them. Like, that's big. I'm talking about I found a worm in my shoe.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Because you got to feed him.
And I promise you, I think he put it there, but he swears he did it.
But wait, though. Wait. Did he have these when you when y'all got together?
So he started getting them one by one. It was like, all right, let me get one bearded dragon. I'm like, okay. He's like, man, babe, somebody going to give me a free dragon. So, boom, we got two. Then I think I need a third one. I said, all right, nah.
Yeah.
And now him and my daughter are talking about getting a snake. Man, look, we ain't raising it. We do not have a petting zoo. Like, we're done.
Do you get to put your foot down on this next purchase, or are you going to just let
absolutely.
It happen?
Well, it's probably going to happen, but...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't want it to, okay?
So I don't understand. How's that your foot down if it's still going to happen?
Mm.
So the foot's down.
Okay.
He'd be turning all the kids against me.
Because they love the dragons.
Yeah.
So, okay.
They do look cool.
And then one time, one escaped.
Oh, hell no.
And, I mean, for days.
Oh,
we found it days later underneath the dog bowl.
What are the dragons' names, if I may ask?
We have Fat Boy.
Wait, Fat Boy, who else?
Draco.
Oh, damn.
And Ghost.
Okay, yeah, you're going to have problems.
Yeah.
You call us back when that snake get there, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's see. Ortiz, you got a bit of advice for Jackie. What you got?
All right, well, I'm not a parent, but I did grow up around a lot of animals when I was a kid growing up. Since the mom is more afraid of the snake, I would say let the dad come to the kids first, say, hey, be a little bit more responsible with the snake because, yeah, it's escaping a lot, so that's not good. At least we know the snake is not venomous because you can't keep a venomous snake as a pet because that's a no-no. But, yeah, I would say let the dad confront the kid to say, hey, be a little bit more responsible and take care a little bit more of the snake, so like that, you know, we don't have any problem. Because I know that snake is looking at that hamster like, hey, that's a snake right there.
Oh, look, dude, it's a 6-foot, like, whatever. She didn't say what it was. She said monster. So I'm assuming 6-foot, you probably got, like, some sort of a boa or a python or whatever.
You probably got, like, a python or a boa. But, yeah, like, if the kid can't be too responsible, then, yeah, I will have to agree with mom. Like, say, hey, we can't keep this thing around the house because they keep escaping.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, Pimpin. I mean, I've had friends who've had issues with it, too, and who let them roam around. I mean, anybody who wants to follow the real Tarzan out there on Instagram, you'll see all kinds of he got going on. So I appreciate it, fam. All right, let's see. Trish is on the phone. Trish.
Yes.
Hey.
What's going on?
Your son had a scary pet. What did he have?
He had a guinea pig.
A guinea pig?
What the hell?
Yes. They had the big eyes and it chirped and so we were so terrified of that thing, and he would let it out. He would do it on purpose. We would run in our room, close the door. So he came home one day, that thing was gone.
Where did the guinea pig go? What happened?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
I just
know.
Wait, what you mean you don't know what happened? Wait, somebody.
I don't know. I came and the cage was empty. I was like, oh, Lord, what happened to the guinea pig? I don't know.
So it got unkept.
It got unkept. It moved out, took his bags with it. I don't know what happened, but it wasn't in my house no more.
Y'all lying.
Yeah. He went to a farm somewhere to live.
He got out.
I bet they had a gerbil ball and she just like opened the door and just kept it rolling.
Wow.
He's free. Thanks, Trish. I appreciate it.
We got a text out the 813. It says, when I was a teen, we had a dog that my mom hated. hated. He was not trained. He ruined furniture. He bit people, etc. But us kids loved him, though. We had him for 5 years, and one day when all the kids were out of the house, my mom gave the dog away. We all came home, and the dog was just gone. It took me 3 years to be able to talk about it without bursting into tears. Oh, one of the worst parenting decisions she ever made.
And parents would let something, like, you know, go and be like, you know, it just got out.
Got a better home.
Let's go look for it. Yeah. Maybe you out there looking for
hanging up posters.
Dogs are different, though, than snakes. I mean, with snakes, I mean, their skin, like, peels off. And then also you have to feed them, like, crickets and other stuff.
Girl, this is a 6-foot snake. You don't feed a 6-foot snake crickets.
It's a snack.
No.
Rodents. That's what the hamster's going to go bye-bye.
Do you know what they eat?
What?
You feed them rabbits,
or
rats.
Yeah.
Or like you, because you buy rats from the pet store that are feeder rats.
Oh.
And then, because they have to, and they got to still be able to grab it, constrict it. And then, like, you feed them in a bathtub, because then they got to spit up the bones.
Ew, this is disgusting.
And all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, and you got to bathe the snake, too.
You have to bathe them.
You can bathe the snake.
What do you mean?
Their skin comes off.
Their skin does come off, but you have to help that happen. Like, okay. I'm telling y'all better look at the real Tarzan.
Orlando.
I'm telling you for real.
You say you have to bathe the snake?
He bathes his snakes. Like, he is in the shower, and the snake is in there, and he's washing the snake.
And
helping the skin come off, because, you know, you don't have, like, it's not out in the woods, so it can't drag on the stuff and, like, pull the skin off, so you got to help him get the skin off or whatever. I'm telling you, dead serious.
I never
heard that. Me either.
Yeah, you got to feed them. You got to do all kinds of stuff.
I would never.
Yeah, what are you, I'm just saying.
I would never.
If she don't like it crawling around, wait till it got to eat.
Yeah.
Or to leave some, like, a skin layer.
Everybody's saying no, Orlando.
What are you talking about?
Where are you getting this information from?
What are you talking about? I'm looking at an animal expert here that is, like, actually bathing the snake.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that snake. Maybe that's his friend.
Okay.
His friend asked for it.
Well, look at this. We'll look at this right here.
Slithering little snake. Ew. That's a big ass snake.
What is he doing?
I mean, he's taking a shower with it.
Right. But he's bathing the snake. He's washing it down.
Out of necessity or for, like, attention?
He's right. Snakes need water multiple times. Wait, can't they just have, like, a little, like, thing in their tank?
Why do
you have to bathe it?
Bro, like, listen.
I don't like it.
I'm not saying that I would do it, but I'm saying that somebody who has care for these snakes is doing it in the picture.
So they don't eat crickets?
Listen, if you feed it a cricket, it's eating that hamster, the dog, and that baby might come up missing. So just let you know.
Think you can beat down the freaks?
Anybody can be beat.
Are you up on your pop culture?
Duh. Winning.
Beat the freaks.
Can't wait.
With Orlando and the Freak Show.
Wild 94.1, the Bay's party station.
Beat the Freaks time. Robin is on the line, ready to get cash and ticket stash. What up?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It's Friday. We're going to see if you can get a win. You got to choose between me or Davi. Who you think you can beat for the cash?
Davi.
Davi's taking his walk. This is for $400 from Fair and Fair Accident Attorneys. Doors closed. We'll see how you do with number one.
In the original Jackson family lineup, how many brothers were there? 5, 6, or 7?
5.
There we go. On the board with 1.
Number 2. What is the world's tallest mountain?
5, 4, 3.
Rushmore.
Dang. Sorry, we got to go with that first one while they shake their head at you in the car. Let's try number 3.
Miles Prower, better known by this nickname, is a character from Sega's Sonic the Hedgehog, had several spin-off games, and is a fox.
5, 4, 3,
I don't know.
2, 1.
Okay.
All right, let's try number 4.
How many breaths does the average human take in a day? More or less than 20,000?
More.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're doing good now. Let's finish with a 3rd.
What color sea did Moses part to aid in his people's escape?
Red.
Okay, all right. You got 3 out of 5.
Davi!
Twos lose, but 3s can go either way. All right? 3 out of 5.
All right.
Number 1. In the original Jackson family lineup, how many brothers were there? 5, 6, or 7?
5.
Five is right.
Number 2. What is the world's tallest mountain?
Mount Everest.
Yes.
No, it's Mount Rushmore.
Oh.
All right, number three. Miles Prower, better known by this nickname, is a character from Sega's Sonic the Hedgehog, had several spin-off games, and is a fox.
Five, four,
oh,
three.
I don't know.
Two, one.
Fox.
Tails.
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 Miles Prower's name.
Yes. Okay. Number four. How many breaths does the average human take in one day? More or less than 20,000?
More.
Yes.
More is right.
It's actually 23,000.
Okay.
Okay. And lastly, what color sea did Moses part to aid in his people's escape?
What color sea five, did Moses part?
Four.
The Red Sea?
Three.
Yes.
The Red Sea.
That is correct.
Right. All right. You got four. Robin, you got three. Ah. Tell everybody what happened.
I did not beat the Freak.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.